And my excuse for that is just like, I just don't want to, the same way you're just like, you ain't want to dampen anybody, like, and you just want to kind of keep that to yourself and then kind of throw that in there once you are able to laugh about it. Yeah, that had to come out. That was killing me. I feel like sometimes I'd be going through so much like ups and downs sometimes that it's just better that I just reserve this energy, let it dissipate, then I come back like I never left.
When I have like quiet beef with a person, I wish I could be quiet, but the petty in me cannot. I'm a stickler for saying something dry and direct in a double entendre.
Give me an example.
So, like, if you hit me up, like you are always hit me up, I'm gonna purposely look at it, turn off my read receipts, and then hours later, I'm gonna be like, "What up?" I'm gonna talk to you like a nigga.
I've done that. I don't think that's toxic. Sometimes it's just about.
It's gonna be very like one word-ish. Like you say this, I say that, and you'd be like, "You good?" I'm like, "I'm great."
You want to know, it's very interesting. I can hear the sarcasm in the text.
Man, I love that shit. If you are on my shit list, and most of the time, 98% of the time, niggas know when they on my shit list, you're better off not speaking to me because I'm going to piss you off. My goal is to piss you off and do it so indirectly that you can't say I'm being disrespectful. Okay. It's going to be a very vivid difference between how I regularly talk to you. Alright, that'd be like, man, I hate when you get like that. Let me tell you how he got blocked last night.
Not last night.
Yeah, so I was sitting in bed doing my schedule because after the gym yesterday I got a lot of rest, so I was up. And sir, you're not a fucking child. And we all know you in your house with your other child's mother, y'all are not in a committed relationship. So let's...
Still weird. Still weird to this day.
Okay, still, let's cut that shit there. And we all know you're a half-ass nigga when it comes to women. So if you are really in something, if you are really busy, and if that mouth was actually occupied on something of quality, you wouldn't even see my text. So I sent the text and I say, hey, the girls don't have school Monday. Are you going to meet me tomorrow, meaning Sunday? With Ari, or are you going to keep her? Because I needed to know what I was going to do today if I was going to record with you. This nigga going to text me. Why are you texting me this now at this hour at midnight? I said, because I'm doing my calendar and I want to know. But anyway, forget it. Fuck it. Bye. And I blocked him.
I'm screaming. So when you gonna unblock him?
I unblocked him this morning because Ari called me when I was on the treadmill this morning at the gym. She was like, Mom, I threw up like 4 times. I said, girl, what you ate? And so she gave me the rundown of everything she ate yesterday. I think she just ate too many things close together and it tore her stomach up. So I texted him. I unblocked him while I was on the treadmill and I texted him. I said, hey, go upstairs and go check on Ari because she said she threw up. And yeah. Oh my god, I don't have no time for the extra. Every time I talk to him, he just finds a reason to be extra. Give a fuck about it being Valentine's Day, nigga. You know you ain't getting no pussy.
I'm screaming.
Are you gonna drop her off or no, nigga?
Did you find out?
No, he didn't say nothing, but I asked Ari, I said, Ari, are you trying to come home tonight? Or are you going to come over tomorrow? She's like, I'll come home tomorrow. I said, great, because your daddy ain't no help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like then this question may have already been answered, but maybe there's a different answer for you. Yeah. What's the pettiest thing you've ever done?
Ooh, my mom talked to me about this the other night, Friday night. Shout out to Jennifer. She was like, remember that time you took my other child's shoes and hid it and I told you to find his shoes and give it back to him. I was like, Mom, I did not take his shoes and hide it. I took one of his new Timberland boots on my way to walk to school, and I threw it on top of the skating rink building. And that man was looking for his boots in the house for weeks. And it just got to a point where my mom was like, Chantal, just buy his shoes or you need to replace it. And I had to buy him back the boots.
Wow.
She was like, you threw it on the skating rink building? I said, yeah, it's probably on that roof right now in Florida.
I hope somebody got to wear those.
I'm so petty that I only took 1 foot.
I know. So and imagine that's the worst
you
part.
Have one brand new foot of Timberland boots and you can't wear them shits because the other one is completely gone.
Yes, and the fact that it's more tormenting because if someone stole the shoes, okay, cool. But there is one, so you know that it exists.
Yeah.
Where would the other one? That is diabolical.
I was such a terrorist. And those are the things that I cannot tell my daughters about because I don't want them to take their sisterhood to hell because that was hell for a very passive parent. I'm not passive. I'd rather take you in the backyard and we could box it out. But yeah.
You look like you hit hard. Yeah, you do. You do. Okay. If I think about the most recent thing that I think that I was really petty, yeah, is that I was, you know, dealing with somebody and I had like, when I have mood, I had like extra like Rokus that I would use. So because I spent a lot of time at their house, I like left one of my Rokus there with the remote. Yeah. And so like they're able to, you know, watch streaming shows, things like that. But I got really, really upset one day and I just took the remote. And they don't know that they can use the app. So they haven't been able to use the Roku. And they don't know. They just think the remote is missing. No. But I have the remote.
I used to love hiding the remote from my brothers because they would always take over the TV. But I just got over it. And I'm just like, fuck it. I don't want to watch y'all anime. I don't want to watch y'all stupid cartoons. I'm going to my room. I thought you were going to say you took them off all of your streaming stuff.
Oh, I've done that before, too.
I ain't never had a man on my streaming stuff, but many men have put me on their streaming.
The same Roku before, like, I did the diabolical thing of the remote.
Yeah.
But the Roku, like, you sign in, so they know, like, the profile.
Yeah.
And so, like, one day, I was upset, like, and I didn't want to argue. I didn't want to go back and forth, but I knew that there was a game on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, right when it was like the middle of the game, and I know that they were watching it, I just signed out of the Roku and it just shut.
Yes! I love that for you.
I'm a better person than I was, but.
Diabolical.
Yes. I definitely got a phone call. It was like, that's what you wanted to do. I just couldn't stop laughing. I was like, look. Watch it on your phone.
Oh my God.
Don't do it on my time.
Is there anything else petty that I've done? I don't know. What's the pettiest thing I've done to someone I was with? No, I'm a block queen.
Yeah. You block someone for less than 24 hours just because you didn't like their response.
Yeah. I love to block somebody. I will turn off my re-receipts and I'll be like, I don't know. Are they off? Are they off? Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Let's shift gears again.
Okay.
Have you ever sent a text message that was freaky or I guess you like?
Yes.
How I worded it is just very jumbled, so I'm just give you the gist. Basically, like you haven't spoken to this person in a while, you wanted to get their attention, so you sent them something frisky, whether it's a photo or you said something nasty and then you just threw your phone.
Yes.
Is that the time where you sent the wrong?
No, that wasn't that time.
I've done that too.
But it was like too much time had passed to unsend it and they already saw it.
Yeah.
I was like,
I want to take it back.
Yeah, but Once I stop talking to you, I delete you on my contacts, and then I block the number.
Wow.
So you know when you go in the block list and all you shows a number. I stopped remembering people's numbers back in 2010. So if I just see your number, I'm not going to know which one is you. So I'm never going to chance it with something racy to get your attention. And I'm just going to leave it because I hate to text somebody and I see a who this text. Because I'd be like, damn, is this really who I think it is?
People change numbers every day.
Do I really want to say who I am? And yeah. I want to make sure that this person still has the same number. And so I just leave it alone. Unless I know for sure it's who it is. But then again, with iPhone, it's very snitchy. So I'm better off not sending nothing racy. Because the intelligent people that I've talked to will put them coordinates in the search and figure out where is this coming from and figure it out. So that's enough for me.
That's deep. That's next level stalker detective.
Speaking of stalker, I had a road rage incident today where I was leaving the gym and I was going to go to Walmart, and this big wide ass pickup truck was reversing out their driveway, and it's two lanes on the street, and they were going purposely slow and in the middle to block both sides. So I went around them and they were moving their truck over to make it so I don't have no room. And I passed them in time where they couldn't. And so they sped up behind me. I got to the stop sign. I made a right. Then I drove down and then I made a left to go down the street to go to Walmart. They turned where I turned and sped up on my bumper. Then I turned a right into a parking lot and I skipped all the speed bumps in the parking lot. They're still following me. Then I go through the Walmart parking lot, pass a car trying to park. They're still behind me. I go to the light like I'm coming out of Walmart. They're still behind me. I go through the light and I turn last minute into this other parking lot to go back to where I came from. And they couldn't make that turn enough with their truck. And that's how I lost them. And then I went to Walmart. And I'm just like, you know how pussy you gotta be as a man to be so mad that a woman passed you because you wanted to block them from the lane because you wanted to take your sweet time being a dick out your driveway to follow them three lights, bitch.
They had time today.
And I had time.
They probably didn't have no announcement. Right.
I'm a Caribbean woman, okay? I drive wild on a regular. Play with it. Anywho, yeah.
Okay, I have two more.
Yeah.
What's something you do when you like someone that gives you away?
What's something I do when I like someone what?
That like that tells them that you like them.
I talk a lot to you.
That's I don't know how to use that because you talk a lot to a lot of people.
So I've been told that I flirt. And I'm just like, I don't flirt. I just talk a lot to people that I find interesting.
You also utilize sexual innuendos that people make.
Very. But I've been doing that since the second grade.
Yeah. So like if you don't know you, I didn't know you since second grade, but I know that's just part of your personality. And that doesn't mean that, oh, hey, I'm trying to be.
It doesn't. It's just I've always been inappropriate, but not inappropriate to the point where, Chantal, you have detention again or go to the principal, but inappropriate to the point where I've been picked up in my desk and put outside in the hallway.
You want to know what's crazy? I wish you guys would see her face because the face that she is giving is the face that I feel like happened when they're moving her desk to the hallway.
Like every teacher knew how to deal with me and they knew that I wasn't problematic, but I had some things about me where
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Chantal, I don't have it today. Please just go in the hallway and do your work. So, yeah. But I don't know. What are the things that I do? I just tell you, I'm an open book when I like you. You know how people be like, oh, let the man call you first. Let them do this first. I'm very direct with you when I like you.
Meaning like you'll say the good mornings?
I'm not a good morning girl. I'm just like, wake your ass up.
Yeah, no. See, yeah, that's what you
mean. Wake your ass up. Like I get really particular about you to you. And some may be like, damn bitch, why are you asking me all that? That ain't none of your business. I'm trying to get all in your business when I like you. If I'm not trying to get in your business and you text me and I take long to text back, I don't like you. It's very vivid over here, okay? I'm not giving you no mixed signals, okay? There's people that DM me and I just swipe left and I delete the whole thread without looking at it. Because I don't want you to get any ideas that we're having a DM relationship, because we're not. What's the next one?
Are you more of a prideful person or are you more forgiving?
I'm prideful. I'm not a forgiving person at all. There's an aunt that came into my brother's office this weekend, and I buzzed her in because nobody else was in the office, and I was cleaning his office. And she came in there, and she stepped in. I haven't seen her in years since college. And she stepped in there, and she saw me. She realized it was me. And she had like that stance, like I was supposed to go up to her and give her a hug. And I gave her the face like, bitch, I don't fuck with you.
Oh.
He's in the back. Like, girl, I don't give a fuck about how many years have passed. I don't fuck with you. He's in the back. You know what I'm saying? Treat me like I'm an employee here and you don't know me.
Wow.
So, no, I am not a forgiving person. Once you show me your ass at least twice, I'm good off of you. Like, my mom has kids that have come out of the same vagina I came out of, and if they were on fire, I wouldn't spit. So, no, I'm not very forgiving.
I think I'm in the middle. Because I now believe that forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for myself. But that doesn't mean that I would ever talk to you again.
That's what I hear.
I'm good with, like, once I realize, like, something is over, I've decided that it's over, mm-hmm. You probably won't hear from me.
I mean, I can see you. We could be in the same space. Like, there's going to be a lot of people at my brother's 50th birthday party later this week that I don't fuck with. We could be in the same space because this is not my celebration. This is my brother's.
Right.
I don't ever think you go come over here and have a conversation with me and don't call my name from across the room, because I'm going to look at you like you're stupid.
Our kids going too?
I don't know. I know Anya will be there. I don't know if Arya's going to be there or not. But my mom's coming on Wednesday. She's bringing her man.
Yeah, okay. Does that mean she's staying like at a hotel or she's staying with you?
They want to stay here, so I'm going to have like a full house Wednesday to Sunday.
I love that for you. Do you miss your mom?
I know. I love her. She's going to be here cooking. But it's just like, I'm going to be working while they're here. And so that's going to be like, I'm going to have to put my titties up in my own house.
Yeah. There will be a man there. Yeah. Are you a voice note person or a paragraph person?
Both of them.
I was going to say that. Now that I think about it,
it depends on what the nature of it is. If I'm pissed off and we haven't talked for a while and I know you're trying to gauge how mad I am, I'm purposely going to text you only. Because I don't want you to get the energy that you don't fucking deserve from my voice. But I'll give it to you in text. If it's like my friends where their work is very involved, I'm going to send a voice note because it's just quicker. If I'm driving, I'm going to send a voice note because it's just quicker. But I'm both. I'll do both.
Okay, good. So since we're staying on the texting part, for me, I do both too. But it also depends on, I learned like who to send what to. Because there's some people that can send me a long text message and I'm just like, I'm not doing it. And there's some people that like, I realize that after they start reading like the beginning of a text message, if it don't sound good, they not doing it. But if I give you a voice note, you're most likely going to listen to at least the gist of what I'm trying to say before you stop doing it.
And I've had a fucker say to me, I think we should just find some time to meet up. Just think about it. You ain't got to send me no long text about your thoughts. Nigga! Whole thread deleted, nigga. I'm gonna act like you never said that. You're getting no response from me. How dare you tell me how I can respond? The fuck?
Yes. I respect that. Did you ever talk to them again?
Weeks later. And okay. That's because they were trying to get find an end. I feel like they were trying to wait me out to see how upset I was or if it was just like temporarily. And they were trying to find an end. And they knew that was going to be the last conversation we had. Like, I feel like some men wish like their dick was so unforgettable and so great, or that mouth was so amazing that I don't care what he did, I can't give this up. I haven't had dick or head like that in decades.
I'm really sorry to hear that for you.
And no, don't be sorry to hear that, because that means I have self-discipline. There's no dick or head that can change my schedule. Like, if I'm changing my schedule, it's because I'm choosing to change my schedule. I would rather not work. But I used to have dick. It would have me calling out of work 3 days in a row. No real excuse, just put me on the phone with my favorite manager and be like, hey, I'm not gonna make it today. Be like, man, all right. It was like a silent understanding. But no, you're not gonna get me just taken on just because you got a tingle. Sir, please. Please. Grab the lotion. Help yourself. I see.
I'm gonna say that, yes. No, I've had some head and some penis that has. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, take off today.
No, I've taken off, but it's not grounded in just, ooh, imagine what it's gonna be like. It has to be more to it. Like, I have to really like you or want to spend time around you to do that.
Oh no, absolutely. Like, I haven't. I'm not gonna say that. Nope. That's. I was a nasty girl back in the day. Okay, the things that was fulfilling me and making me feel good was not trying to go to work. Trying to get worked on. Okay?
I understand. But let me tell you, my 20s were a time. People be like, you just wait till you start fucking in your 30s. My 30s fucking was trash. Trash. Sleepy niggas. Sleepy dick. Oh, nigga, you should have stayed home. I can't wait for my 40s because it cannot be like that.
Okay. I have one last question. I want this to be a good one because I didn't give you all my questions because we went over some. So I feel like we already know based off your answer. So last question is, what's one life truth you had to learn the hard way?
Time spent with somebody doesn't mean quality.
Say it one more time.
Time spent with someone doesn't mean quality.
You are absolutely right.
Like, now when I hear people be like, we've been together for 13 years. We've been together for 16 years. That's surface shit. Tell me about this relationship. Is it fulfilling? Have y'all both grown in it? Do y'all love each other in a stronger way? Are y'all closer for it? Have y'all dealt with trials and tribulations and still was side by side as a team through it? Or is this nigga dragging you through bullshit? You're stressed the fuck out and you're hoping at the end of this there's a rainbow in a ring. Because I am not impressed by the fact that you stayed down for a nigga and that has been your only nigga and he has had 6 to 12 different partners in the time frame y'all been together. That is not my idea of love. That is not my idea of commitment. That is not my idea of dedication. And I want nothing about it.
That's beautiful.
And yes, I am one of those women that if I got married and that man cheated, boy, let me go upstairs and get my copy of the divorce papers because I knew this day would come. Out of there. I'm not.
It'll never happen again.
Not staying through that because once a cheater to me, always a cheater. You're just going to have to figure out a different way to lie to me. And I ain't got time for it. I love orange, but I do not want to be in the closet and I do not want to be in the suit for the rest of my life because of what I'm going to do to you. Okay? So just sign right here and we can go do our thing. But yeah.
That was a word because I do believe that time does not mean that there's quality.
Yeah,
like you can be around somebody and not get anything.
And I'm so glad the Lord has created me and allowed me to have that magic of knowing when it's time. If the Lord has ever put me on this earth and allow me to have the woman who does not have that inkling to know when her time is up with a nigga. Dog. I'm sorry. We will be fighting in the heavens when I come see you. Because when I see women stuck up in that rapture, I'm just like, girl, do you not know what you look like? Do you not know your capabilities? Do you not know how you're limiting yourself? Do you not know that you are right and dying for the wrong nigga? Do you not know that there's somebody out there that will actually treat you way better and not give you the excuse of, I've always been that ahead? And what? I was like,
hey, how you doing? My name is BTG, a.k.a. Baylor, a.k.a. Baylorism. And are you out there looking for that red balloon pop content? Are you still out there watching content about Kendrick and Drake? Do you like gender wars? Are you complaining about your baby mama and your baby daddy still? Well, we don't have that type of content over here at BTG for President. Nor do we have it with Open Room with BTG, still a part of the Rare Sonic Network. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe and tune in. Will I drop an episode this week? Maybe not. What about next week, you say? Probably, maybe not. But as long as you keep following me, you'll keep following greatness. BTG for President, Open Room with BTG, a part of the Rare Sonic Network. Little stupid bitches.
Wake up! And I'm so glad that I'm a person where I'm just like, dog, I know when it's time. I know when it's time. I love you. Still love you. There's love there. But I can't love a person enough to be stupid for. I'm sorry.
I think that's easier than said than done for some people.
It is. But I feel like once you go through a relationship where you just riding that naive wave and then that shit hits you with the reality, you need one good one to be like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, these niggas deserve 70%. 70%! And let's put the rest on retainer. Okay? 50,
girl, I got 60 for them.
Shit! Mm-mm. Fool me once. That's all I need. Sorry. I was such a nice girl back in the day.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm telling you.
Okay. So nice. I hope that's my awesome. Nigga deathbed, you like, damn.
I'm screaming.
She really used to treat me way better. Yes, nigga, I did. Now you get blocked. You know, life. Anywho, thank you for my questions. Hopefully, y'all get to know Gigi and I through these questions that we did on this episode. That was the whole point. But yeah. And if y'all have any questions for us, please call in and let us know. We're happy to answer. If we post this and you got a question for us in the DM, let us know. I will post Gigi's answer. Gigi's answer. But yeah.
Wait, oh wait, I have one more question. It just popped up because I'm looking at you. Would you get any more tattoos?
Oh yes.
Do you have plans for other ones?
No. But I want to do something that's like picture based, not words. When I go do another one, I think I have 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I have 6. I would like.
I only have one.
Hmm.
And I don't get to see it behind me. It's not a tramp stamp.
Oh. I have one under my titty that I forget about often.
Yeah, I don't even know why I got where I got it.
That one hurt the most. I want a tattoo on my foot, but that has the most veins and shit in it, and they say this shit hurts like hell.
But what would you get?
Probably like a design or plants and flowers. I think that's cute. I love the tattoos that go from like a woman's ass down to her thigh on the side.
Okay.
That's so cute. I love the good portraits that people do in detail with good shading. I think those are beautiful. But those type of things I would invest with a great tattoo artist
right. That
can give me something that's like timeless.
Wait, right, wait. And not cookie cutter more.
Okay, I'm 83 in my bikini on the beach with my grandchildren. I'm like, I know you see. Okay.
80. Pass 80.
That,
80.
That well. Firming lotion because what wrinkle? Yeah. But yeah, I do want another tattoo. I was going to get one last year, but then it's just like, the time that it makes, and I'm a random. I want to get a tattoo, And if I say I want to get a tattoo, it's probably going to get done in the next 48 hours.
But so is it because you already like trust the artist that you just explain to them what you want? Because within 48 hours, like, have you already thought about the design? You just see what inspired you that day?
Two of my tattoos are done by the same tattoo parlor. No, three of my tattoos were done by the same tattoo parlor. Two of them were done by the same artist at her apartment in New York. And this is the only tattoo, my uncle's name, that I got from an Asian guy that I didn't see any of his work. But I'm just like, shit, I got the shit printed out how I want it. He put in the image on me. How can he fuck up going over the letters? Nigga, just follow the lines. Follow the yellow brick road. It will be great. And that's what it was.
You follow the yellow brick road?
Yeah. He said, are you sure you want it this big? I said, yes.
Okay. Now we can close out. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I felt like that was a fun fact that maybe y'all, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, I love that for us. That was beautiful. Thank you for joining us in episode 13. Amen.
Light, refreshing. I have a dear friend. My dear friend is the perfect time is unreal. Do that thing you always wanted to do.
Perfect. Mm. I love that. You do that. Time is not on our side, people. So. You gotta live everything like it's your last.
At all.
But
now with this crazy man.
Yeah. It definitely sounds easier than done. But I believe in y'all.
He is so exhausting. Do you have a dear friend before I do this?
Well, I have to get one now because I wasn't really prepared, but yes, dear friend. As you listen to me try to get through these questions. Yeah. Just understand that everything doesn't always need to have an answer. And maybe that answer may not be, you might not have it right now, but it will come. Because sometimes it's the questions that lead you to where you need to be or where you want to go. And so it's okay that your answers may not be as fluffy and cookie cutter or a perfectionist as you want it to be. You're human. You're going to be all right. And just because you answered these questions like this today does not mean that tomorrow or a year from now, they can't be different. Give yourself a chance.
Some of them should be different.
I know mine should be because I was just like, girl, I need to need to go fart somewhere public and see how I feel. Like.
Yeah.
It was too much. It got me a little emotional. I wasn't ready.
You know what makes me want to punch air? Like, what you call it on... what's that movie? Not Don't Be a Menace to Society, something else. When people fart in the gym and you don't know who did it.
See, the gym already has a funny smell to me, but I haven't, and even like when I went to the gym, I haven't had that issue.
But it's way more disrespectful when it's already hot and somebody farts.
Mm.
Show yourself!
Or maybe that's just body odor, too. Some people smell like a fart in general.
Let me tell you how people be having crazy body odor. And I hate... This is too... For me, too. This is a peeve. I hate to smell somebody stinking in the grocery store. And then they have the nerve to come outside and get into a foreign vehicle that looks very nice.
Mm.
You going in that vehicle smell like that?
Hey, we got air fresheners. Maybe so they're so used to the smell that it doesn't bother them no more.
I'm talking about homeboys smell like straight onions.
Yeah. That's like one of those people that like, if they stay in the space for too long, that when they walk away, it's still there.
It's sick.
Yeah. It's not right. Like, you was here. I know you was here.
My God. Why would you tweet that? My tweet is from Goof Haidea, Haidea. They put imagination ship because I feel like most people are having an imagination ship where you think you're in a certain relationship with a person and that person has no idea that you titled this.
That's deep. To do that in 2026 is crazy. That's nasty work, but I can see how that can happen because of the idea that some people like to toe the line instead of making an actual decision. Like, I love you, but I'm not ready yet, but I will be.
Yeah.
5 years later. I'm we getting there. We working on it.
Right.
So I can see how that could be a possibility.
We're going to do X, Y, and Z. So what the fuck are you doing? Wasting my time? Yeah. Imagination ships can do it, sorry. I can't be
okay.
Ooh, boy. What's your tweet?
Okay, mine's is from Anxiety TXT MSGS messages. I'm the type of person that needs answers and closure because I'm not good at letting things slide without trying to understand how and why. I think that has been one of my flaws growing up.
Needing
that sometimes, like, I don't accept something for what it is because I don't understand how and why. And I had to kind of realize, like, everything don't have understanding and everything doesn't have a why. Or a why that's going to appease me. But I couldn't let things go. Like, if I'm locked into something, like help me understand.
Yeah.
And whether that's, like, in a relationship dynamics or even when it comes to certain businesses, like, how did you get to this thought process? Help me make sense. Help me help you help us.
You know what and, when I was in fifth grade doing long division with my teacher, and I hated that shit. And I just would look at her like, bitch, just tell me the truth. Like, you know, I'm not going to need this when I'm 26.
I'm screaming. Well, you see how you were able to kind of just let it go? You realize, like, this was no longer serving you?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have still tried to figure out why. Why are we doing this?
I can't.
Yeah, and it would drive me crazy. And everybody else would be like, just moving on. And I'd be like, but why? I don't understand.
Girl, that's like the conversation when I was having with Anya. I think it was Friday when I went into a gas station to get gas and she was picking up snacks. And she saw on like the side they had like emergency items like pain pills, pads and tampons. She was like, why would anybody need a tampon? Girl, went to the truck. I said, I'll tell you when I get to the truck. Got in the truck and I told her, she was like, so you telling me women just walking all day with this just in them? I said, yeah. She's like, why? For what? And what happens if it gets in there and it gets lost? I said, that sometimes happens. And some women forget that they already put one in and they put another one in. And then sometimes it gets too far up and you have to go to the doctor to get it removed. She's like, oh, she said I had enough. But yeah, so it's like, she's like that up until it gets gross.
And I can see that. But I bet you, like, once she gets older, she's going to start understanding why there's a reasoning for it.
Yeah.
She'll understand. And it's more about the convenience.
Yeah. Just like her nosy ass was looking at my email subject.
Oh, yeah.
Over my shoulder. And she was like, well, what is Adam and Eve? I said, any business. She was like, well, I'm just going to look it up myself. It's okay. Next day, oh, I went to that website. You're nasty. You're just. I said, I'm a grown up. She was like, why would you be on there? What's wrong with you?
I'm screaming. I said,
please, Anya. She was like, you need to find you a man.
Wow. She want greatness for you, shit. She just want greatness for you.
I'm just like, girl, little do you know. Little do you know, but yes. That is okay. But let me tell you, the most refreshing thing is not giving a fuck why. Just being like, you know what? Okay.
I agree. And that, like, it has allowed me to have a less stress-free life by just saying, like, the why doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly.
It doesn't. And finding understanding is not always something that's going to be for me. Sometimes it's for them or the situation or whatever dynamics of what it is. And if it makes sense for you, then I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have anything else. It was a simple
girl. Thing. I needed this episode because, girl,
the digging. If y'all want to find us, you can find us. Don't call me when you get off.
You said, don't call me when you get off. You sound really low, Shan. I can't even, I don't even know what you're saying.
You can find us on Call Me When You Get Off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On Twitter or IG. You can still call in on the number that's in the show notes. You can find me at Shambi Podden and hashtag Call Me When You Get Off. If you have a question that needs answers, okay? Because we'll answer it. We'll ask it. We'll pick brains. But don't be afraid to phone a friend when you have faith like Gigi's having or when you have thoughts that I'm having.
Yeah.
And no questions that need answers.
I should have told her to call me first.
Peach. But that is it and that is all. Thank you so much for listening and we'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.